Thank everybody for coming to February 6th meeting of town council. We got Tommy Buckhannon, Ashley Franklin, Eric Daly, and visitors are Jerry Johnson, Sharon Johnson. I don't know who y'all are.
Lawrence Williams.
You? Andrew Franklin. And y'all two are Ashley's daughters too, right? Oh, okay. And I know your name, but I can't think of what it is. From the paper.
Paper lady.
Yes, paper lady. Well, we've got to swear in our new council lady, Ashley Franklin.
Okay, I'll just stay seated so they can hear on the microphone. And if you'll raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ashley Franklin, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will well and truly perform the duties of mayor or council member of the town of Bethlehem to the best of my skill and ability. And as to me shall be, to the best interest and welfare of said town, without fear, favor, or affection, so help me God. I am not a holder of any unaccounted for public money, do this state, or any political subdivision, or authority thereof. I am not the holder of any office of trust under the government of the United States, or any other state or any foreign state, which I, by the laws of the state of Georgia, am prohibited from holding. I am otherwise qualified to hold said office according to the Constitution and laws of Georgia. Congratulations.
Well, we got a new franchise agreement for Comcast. Excuse me. Has everybody read over your minutes from last month? That's Brian's chair.
Feeding back. So I'll take this item. This is a renewal of the Comcast franchise agreement in towns, cities, counties. Telecommunication companies are asked to pay a franchise fee for the use of the right-of-way and having their infrastructure in the right-of-way. The Comcast franchise agreement for the town of Bethlehem has expired, and what you have tonight is the updated agreement. Franchises for telecommunications companies are heavily limited by federal law. There's only so much that a local government can do in imposing a franchise fee. They have a max amount, and there are various federal regulations that prevent us from doing very minimally regulate a telecommunications company. But the good news is the agreement that you have in the agenda packet tonight is one that I negotiated recently with the city of Johns Creek, along with the help of GMA Service, a gentleman named Greg and Ryan Fender. The two of them assisted with getting the best possible franchise agreement for Johns Creek, and I've carried over and leveraged that experience to get this franchise agreement signed off on by Comcast. The key term to remember is gross revenues. Your franchise fee is calculated on the gross revenues of the cable companies, and historically, cable companies try to minimize the scope of the gross revenues to the point that it reduces the franchise fee. In this agreement, we've negotiated a broader definition of gross revenue, so the 5% franchise fee will be figured on that new higher definition of gross franchise revenue. I'm happy to answer any questions about the agreement if you have any. I don't know how many Comcast customers Bethlehem really has. I thought Windstream was the major provider out this way. You have Comcast? Okay. Well, this will benefit the town, and that it should result in an increase in revenue from the Comcast franchise.
By that, if not, I need a motion to accept the contract with Comcast. Further discussion? I get a second. All in favor? Okay. Next thing we got is the Chamber of Commerce rebranding. And kind of seems like it's going to be awful pricey. Can you tell them more about what they're wanting to do? Or it's going to be something like that Chamber of Commerce book.
Well, Doug went to a meeting. Mason is the president of the chamber, and he had showed me a packet that the people that are bidding on the project had. They've done a bunch of cities in Georgia. They, like, rebrand the city and the county and all the cities within, and that's what I think Barry County is contracting to do. And I don't remember the figure, but it's quite pricey, something like $80,000. Doug was going to tell you more, but he can't make this meeting because he's having...
We've got Bethlehem, town, little town under the star.
That's right.
And I think that's what we need to keep myself.
I don't think they redo websites and all that. I don't know, though. Sandy's got an appointment to talk with one of them.
Got a meeting with him on the 15th, 1 o'clock. So
what would be our portion of that?
I don't remember, Scott. I think it's $3,000 to $5,000 or something. But we haven't agreed to anything. So we're hoping the county's going to pay for it for us.
But each city can opt in to participate or not participate within their county?
Well, I guess because they've made an appointment.
I'll have to find out what it's going to cost us and what we're going to get for our money.
Well, I guess, and like I said, the question, I guess, is are we wanting to rebrand that one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly. The guy was in such a hurry talking to me earlier today that all he could say was the 15th at 1 o'clock. And I was like, well, what's this going to be about, the 15th at 1 o'clock? So he didn't want to talk on the phone about none of it.
So.
I think so, or what we want it to be, if we want to change it.
If we want to change it.
Yeah. I mean, y'all may think something different, but I like what we got already.
So who is this meeting with on the 15th?
It's whoever the guy is that's doing this book. Yeah.
One of their consultants. Yeah, they're about like this big team of people.
But I asked him if he knew where Bethlehem was. He said, no, not really. I said, come down 11 like you're going to Monroe. And I said, you cross 316. You see the Chevron station turn beside it, and there's a brick building behind it.
Everybody seems to know it's Christmas time.
Yeah. Well, that's like the Chamber of Commerce book they send out now. I hadn't seen anything that's helped us out of that book yet.
So you maybe have a little more information when you go on 15.
Hope so.
Well, I had a whole packet of the what the company does, but I gave it to Doug when he went to a meeting.
Y'all still got that sheet about the Christmas light decorations? We're just passing one around.
No, I'm the only one that's got it.
I thought they looked at it.
What?
Let Tommy look at it, and then we'll give it.
This one?
Yeah. Scott's got it. I didn't make copies because it's such a big packet.
Anybody have ever seen the prices and things on that? I think we can buy our own lights to go on the poles and put them up ourselves.
We got a truck for it.
Yep. But I can't remember right offhand what it was to do this building, lights around it. See anything on a price for those on top of the building, Tommy?
Did you print it City Hall, fascia, and the ridges, about 1900 to pavilion. Cedar Tree 1320. To do the wreaths and the bows was not that bad. $13,000 anyway. I was putting everything on timers, and you know they would check and make sure that everything's working. And
well, they still work. We're gonna have to do as far as getting power to those poles, because we have to put the plug in and put the tail on it where Georgia Power can come hook them together. So that's still gonna cost us money out of pocket to start with. We're just more or less renting it.
Yeah. So this is what we'll be paying every year?
Plus $20,000.
If y'all want to put some more lights on the power poles, we need to know about how many you want to put up so I can get them marked and get somebody to run the power up the pole or the power company and tie into it. Something to think about.
Well, this is another item that Doug had focused on, so maybe we could wait a little bit back. I don't know if I remember the time, and I'll check with that lady. I don't know why she hasn't gotten in touch with me.
I think we've got 25, maybe 30 at the most lights that goes on the power poles, but there's some places we can put a few more.
You do it to the fence line too, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we do the gazebo.
We put lights around the gazebo, and me and Cindy used to wrap garland at the pavilion. That stuff has gotten so old that our wreaths that go in the front have looked bad. We need to get new ones.
I say we can buy wreaths and stuff a lot cheaper.
Well, it's ours. We're not renting it.
True.
Because that's going to be higher stuff price next year. Yeah. But you're looking at about right at 4 hours putting lights around the fence out there. I was going to measure that and see how far it is. But the problem is about half of them you have to take the bulbs out of it because it gets too much pressure on the bottom ones and bust the bulbs out. So, and you got to go back and screw all the light bulbs in. Anything else you want to talk about Christmas lights?
How old are those Christmas lights?
Ones that goes around the fence out there is what, 4 years old or something? They're not too old. We've still got another whole roll of lights we could put somewhere else.
Oh,
you know, roll about this big. We just got 100 bulbs last time. Bulbs last pretty good as long as they don't get water in the socket.
Right. I mean, you think that would cover half the building here?
It could. But, yeah, I mean, as far as putting them up here, we can do that ourselves if you want to.
Did
Got harness on, hook it to the end of that bucket truck, hold it up myself. Just be thinking about how many more lights we want to add. As far as the poles and everything. I think we got 25 or 30 lights already.
If anybody wants a copy of it, I'll make them one. I just didn't because it's so much. You want a copy?
I thought you emailed it.
Sir?
Didn't you email us a copy?
Yeah, I emailed a copy.
I got that on.
Okay.
Yeah, when they redid the poles for the intersection down there, they took the poles down and took our brackets with them for that, so. We'll have to buy some more brackets to put up what lights we got.
Those poles are metal, aren't they?
That big one they put out there is concrete. But the power company, they moved some coming back up this way that they just told their brackets. I've been trying to get some estimates on the computer building down there, get it fixed up. And I got three contractors bidding on it, but I can't get all three of them bidding on the same thing. Well, this one I sent today was $70,000. That's
this one from Solid and Special?
No, it's
7,086.
Not
right?
Yeah, excuse me. Had the dot in the wrong place. I was thinking that was an awful lot of money. Buy the whole building again for that. But yeah, that's the one that's actually doing what I want to get done. They're going to have to take all the boards off that wheelchair ramp and replace them. Replace the handrail. Replacing the siding on three sides. Because the way that stuff's cupped up, it's like a U-shape kind of stuff. If you nail down one side, it's going to break it in the middle. About the only way you can do that without tearing up more than you're fixing, start at the top, taking it off, work your way down, then come back up. But,
was what McElhinney proposed and the other bid we got, is that work-wise? Apples to apples, what this is?
Pretty close.
Yeah, McElhinney, they're pretty close. I'm just trying to make sure they're all bidding on the exact same thing. Some of the other people, they've said, you know, caulk and repair siding, but that's not replacing siding. No. They've all told me we could put hardy plank on it for about half what it takes to redo the wood on it. But if we do that, it won't be a historical building anymore. Got to meet one tomorrow, 2:00 down there. And the other man's supposed to be getting a price on it. And, hopefully for much longer. Almost to the point where I'm trying to tell all three of them to be there at the same time. When you tell them what they want all together at the same time, they know what they're doing. That'll be a work in progress, I guess.
So you've got some other bids coming?
Yeah, I've got two more. get back with everybody whenever can get all of them to send the same prices or same thing. I guess I skipped the approving January's minutes like usual. Anybody got any changes need to make for minutes? Anything anybody else got as far as the meeting minutes? Second. All in favor? Thank you. We've got the granite marker that we're going to put by one of the new trees we're planting Saturday after next. And it's in there in the office. Y'all want to stop by and take a look at that. Something similar to what we did for his daddy, Thomas Bell. He passed away. Everybody. Wayne's going to bring his backhoe up here to help us get him off a truck and dig a hole for him. One thing I know, something happens when Wayne can't do it anymore, we're going to have to rent a little small backhoe that day. You can't dig nothing by hand around here. Them trees, they say heavy, two or three people. You can't get enough people around it to pick it up. But hopefully it won't be raining that day.
The nursery's donating the trees again.
They've been giving us two trees for, since what?
5 years.
5 years. Anybody else got anything we need to bring up, discuss, or? Oh, Jerome repainted in here, if you hadn't noticed. He's got all the plaster patched back. I think he's done a good job with it. He's going to try and do in our other meeting room next. It's been something he can work on during rainy days.
Update other than what I sent out via email. I understand that the dumpster is in the right-of-way. That's actually Bethlehem right-of-way. We're on both sides of the street there. So we could certainly ask him to relocate it and cite him if he does not. I think the last communication I had with him, his engineer has walked the property to either design. I'm not sure if he's doing a stick-built or modular or mobile. But per the code, he's going to have a separate structure. He can't continue to live or renovate or somehow alter that temporary office building into a residence, so he'll have to have a second structure on there. I've been checking in with him at least every week and a half, 2 weeks, just to keep him moving. But that's the latest.
We're going to probably have to wind up sending the marshal over eventually to get his attention about the dumpster. So I told him, I said, if somebody runs out of the road right here and hits your dumpster right there, you won't never own a piece of property or anything else in the rest of your life, because you'll be paying it to them people that hit the dumpster. Could be, I guess. The only other thing he's got out in the right of way, he's got his bushes planted out there, but they're supposed to be on the back side of his fence instead of the front. And that well house building out there, I don't know how that well got where it was at, if it's 80-foot right of way, but it's still in the right of way, and I don't think we can make him move that, because been there probably the last 100 years.
I suspect it would be legal non-compliant.
How long has he been in that area, in that spot?
Probably about a year now, isn't it? It's been a while. Thing is, he hasn't done anything we've asked him to do. And I hadn't ever been by there, noticed any, you know, trucks delivering anything or anything like that. So, yeah. Yeah, if you want to talk to him on the phone, all you got to do is stand there at his gate, and he'll call you in a minute. Got you on camera when you're sitting there. Me too. I'm tired of messing with him.
What do you think? Well, we should give him something about a deadline, perhaps?
I think for the dumpster, certainly. That's easy to comply with. That's easier to enforce if you go to court with a citation, because the judge can sentence him to move it. Whereas with the living in the temporary office, that's harder, because I can't evict it. The municipal court doesn't have the power to make him stop. The court can only fine him, which he would likely not pay. So I think the dumpster in the right-of-way would have a more realistic chance of getting it moved, with a deadline notice of violation and then a citation after that, and go to court and force him to move it that way. I think you have a harder time with the residence issue.
I think if we could send him official notice that he's got 5 days to get it done. Because, I mean, all he's got to do is call Republic and say we need a dumpster on the inside of our fence. But he said the reason they wanted to do it on the outside was because he's got the dumpster on the inside, then he's got to be there to open the gate when the truck's there. And he's not always there when the truck comes. But
that's
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got to get it up, so.
Yeah. They just need to make the day that they come and get it an approximate time. That way, they'll know to open the gate.
What's a reasonable amount of time to give him to move it?
I would think a week would be more than enough.
7 calendar days was what I had in my mind, and y'all said similar, so why don't we try that?
I mean, if it was me in that situation, I'd tie a chain around it and hook it to the back of the truck and drag it inside my gate.
Well, he's put out plenty of time to deal with it.
told them every time I've talked to them, said you can't leave that dumpster there. You want to write up something, we'll get Stacy to deliver it.
Sure. I mean, we have Stacy deliver it, and I can send it certified in regular mail. That way, between the three efforts, it can't be said that he didn't get notice.
That'll work. Ashley, you got anything we want to talk about?
No, just listening and
learning. Well, glad to have you. Like I've told everybody, I think you'd make a good one because the simple reason is you asked me how to get on. So that let me know you were real interested in it. So. Anybody got anything else? If not, I'm going to let Ron talk to everybody for a minute.
Yeah, I asked Sandy if he would give me just a point of personal privilege to share something with the group. After 18 years with my firm, I have resigned, and I'm actually leaving the practice of law to become the assistant city manager at Johns Creek, so I'm switching gears a little bit, going into administration. I wanted to tell you all, obviously, in person, because I think so much about Bethlehem. I'm looking at Scott, thinking about our first meeting when Harrison was expanding their spray field, or thinking about Doug and Mary and the Cottontail Cottage, and then of course Beth was on the council when I started, and Bethlehem has really had a special place in my heart, and I've really enjoyed serving the town. It's really been a privilege to do that. Brian is here tonight because he'll be taking over for me going forward. I'm not exactly gone yet, so we'll work to kind of transition things over the next couple of weeks, but just wanted to thank you for the privilege and the opportunity of getting to serve you guys.
Good journey.